Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I've called our reading today, New Life in Jesus, and I am Amy Boucher Pye. Growing up together in Central Asia, Bahir and Medit were the best of friends. But when Bahir became a believer in Jesus, everything changed. After Medit reported him to government authorities, Bahir endured excruciating torture. The guard growled, "This mouth will never speak the name of Jesus again." Bahir managed to say that they might stop him speaking of Christ, but they'd never change what he has done in my heart. These words remained with Medit. Some months later, having suffered illness and loss, Medit traveled to find Bahir, who had been released from prison. Turning from his pride, he asked his friend to introduce him to his Jesus. Medit acted on the conviction of the Holy Spirit in the same way that those who gathered around Peter on the Feast of Pentecost were cut to the heart when they witnessed God's outpouring of grace and heard Peter's testimony about Christ. Peter called the people to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and some 3,000 did. Just as they left their old ways of life behind, so too did Medit repent and follow the Savior. The gift of new life in Jesus is available to everyone who believes in Him. Whatever we've done, we can enjoy the forgiveness of our sins when we trust in Him. Today's scripture reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 39. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Let's pray. Saving Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and rising to new life. We place our trust in you, our Redeemer and our friend. We pray in your holy name. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.